Hello and welcome to Animates, bringing you stories about animals and how we connect with them. This program is recorded in the studios of 2RPH for the RPH Network. I'm Elaine Jontek. As we age, it seems the human-animal bond becomes more important, and many aged care homes provide regular contact with animals in the form of therapy, visiting dogs, farmyard animals, even chickens, frogs and snakes. Lulworth House in Elizabeth Bay is one such provider. And today on the program, we welcome diversional therapist Bryony Scott, who can tell us more. Well, thanks very much, Bryony, for coming to talk to us today. Can you tell me what's involved with being a diversional therapist at Lulworth House Nursing Home?
Being a diversional therapist is basically a fun person. We create activities for individuals in residential aged care facilities and other facilities, but particularly in aged care. We run activities, could be like creative activities, excursions, art class, cognitive activities, and also pet therapy sessions.
We want to talk to you mostly about pet therapy. So what do you love about your work? It sounds like you enjoy your job.
Yeah, I love my area of work. One of the best things about it is learning the life lessons of all these beautiful elderly people that have lived such full and rich lives. They come into aged care and we are able to recreate memories for them or improve their quality of life and just listen to their life stories. It's really, really rewarding.
So tell us about bringing animals into the home.
So we have a few pet therapy programs. So they're usually therapy animals that we bring in for the residents. Sometimes the residents' previous animals might come and visit them if they have carers or family that can bring them in for them. We also have volunteers that bring their pets in as well for visits. It's like a volunteering program called the Delta Dog Society, and those dogs are quite highly trained in being therapy dogs.
And do you worry that some dogs might hurt other people or they might trip over each other? Or?
No, not at all. All of our pet therapy animals are quite highly trained, and if the animal's not suited, then we wouldn't want it in our aged care facility with our residents. We tend to pick and choose the animals.
I guess when someone goes to an aged home, that they must miss their cats or their dogs or their fish or whatever they've got at
Absolutely,
home.
Absolutely, yeah. We don't have any residents here that have their own pet.
Bryony, can you tell us the benefits that the residents would have once they see these animals? How do they react?
So they react with very positive body language, usually very excited and surprised. There's been some research actually that spontaneous surprises have a really positive, long-lasting impact on the health and well-being of someone, especially in aged care. Someone can feel positive emotions for a very long time after they've had a surprise visit from a pet. It increases pro-social behaviour, reduces behavioural disturbances, and even can reduce neuropsychiatric symptoms.
Oh, really? Have you seen any evidence of that?
Yeah, of course. We have many pet therapy things that come and visit us. I had one person who was very passionate about kookaburras, and he always used to feed the kookaburras on the balcony where he used to live. Mm-hmm. And we had Chrissy Stanley's feathered friends come and visit us with all her beautiful coloured feathered birds. They came in and set up. The response from this gentleman was absolutely one of the most beautiful moments I've ever seen. He was just overwhelmed with positive feelings. He had tears in his eyes while he was talking and patting and feeding this gorgeous parrot. The relationship for him was there, and it was just so strong and it was so moving.
Do you think it reminded him of previous interactions that he had, a sort of source of comfort, really?
Absolutely. It was just beautiful. Another occasion, I actually dressed up as the Queen for the Queen's birthday, and I found these corgi dogs, mm-hmm. in the park. The residents were just so thrilled. They knew that I wasn't the real Queen, but on the Queen's birthday, the Queen rocked up with her corgis. They just were so excited and some of them were played along with it and were talking to the corgis as though they had just got off the plane from England, and quite beautiful.
So the corgis played their part as well.
Absolutely, yeah.
Royal pets.
Yep. So our residents can pat and brush and feed and care for an animal. That can give them a great sense of purpose, especially if they have dementia. Having that routine, okay, I've got a job to do, is quite good.
So it's a chance to interact with, given some responsibility, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. We also conduct risk assessments for every pet that comes in, and we take precautions. We make sure that the animal's always well trained. And if they're not suitable pet therapy animals, then we just say thank you, but no thank you. It's not quite right for us.
Do you have special days like farmyard days?
Yeah, so we have an animal farm that comes to visit us about twice a year. We have a chicken hatching program where we have like an incubator and the chickens hatch out of the eggs, and then the residents look after the chickens and watch them grow. We actually have a horse coming on the week of the Melbourne Cup. He's a retired trail riding horse, I believe. He's coming to see us, and he's a professional equine therapy horse specifically for aged care. We're really excited about that. His name's Bushman.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also have a reptile program from Wildlife Australia Displays, which comes in and talks to us about different reptiles, and they brought in a tawny frogmouth bird, a green tree frog, snakes, lizards, and all these really kind of cool exotic animals.
So how do they react to those?
They just loved it. They really... Yeah, it was amazing and very curious, exciting. They all wanted to touch them. There was a crocodile. They all patted them. And
small crocodile, I hope.
Small, yeah. It was a baby crocodile, but still had teeth. They loved it. It was very exciting.
So how do the staff and the other visitors respond to the animals visiting?
The staff love it. They get so into it. And then the families love it as well. Sometimes they bring their grandchildren in, so it's like a children's and elderly interaction. Sometimes when we have our chicken hatching program, some of the residents buy the chickens when they're grown up for their grandchildren. There's like a flow-on family effect.
So grandma has seen it hatch from an egg, and then the grandchild gets the chicken. And then grandma can get the eggs again, I suppose.
Yep, can bring them in.
So what other things do you get involved with at work? I understand there are robotic pets and clown therapy at Lulworth House.
So we have two robotic paro seals. They're Japanese paro seals. Ours are called Yoshi and Yoko. Basically, they're therapeutic robotic animals that respond to sound and touch. So they actually respond to the resident in real time. So you can talk to it or touch it and it responds.
Does it have a calming effect on people?
Absolutely. It's quite amazing. It's fluffy. It's very cute. It flaps its paws and its tail and moves its head around and blinks its big eyelashes. It's quite beautiful. We also have something called Elder Clowns, which are from the Humour Foundation. So we have them four times a week, and that kind of laughter therapy with them is quite amazing. Again, it's like a sporadic drop-in happy visit. And
are they like circus clowns?
They're not like circus clowns, no. It's called elder clowning, but if you can imagine like a vintage actor from the 1930s or 40s dressed up in a beautiful vintage clothing outfit, paying a visit but wearing a red nose. So a therapeutic drop-in, check-in kind of visit, as opposed to a circus clown that maybe laughs at you. It's also more about empowering the resident. It's not like a clown that maybe makes jokes and expects laughter. It's more of like a very therapeutic and sensitive clown that respects the resident and seeks guidance or seeks to learn something from the residents.
So somebody that's really listening as well as performing.
Absolutely, yeah. It's very resident-driven and not clown-driven like a regular circus clown.
Well, getting back to the dogs and cats, I'm just wondering whether dogs and cats live very much in the present, and I suppose old people live very much in the present, although they reminisce about the past, don't they? And they don't worry about tomorrow, which might be scary for old people.
Being in the present moment is really beneficial for our residents with dementia. Some of them may worry a lot about the future or the past, but having those pets in that moment, it really creates a sense of calmness. The more pet therapy, the better.
So it sounds like that almost every week you would have animals come into the nursing home.
Yes. Yes, we do.
That's terrific. Well, thank you very much for your time, Brownie. And
thank you. Thank you so much for the chat.
Thanks. Thanks. Bye. You have been listening to Animates. This program has been recorded in the studios of 2RPH Sydney for the RPH Network. Our technical producer on Animates is Katie Brooks, research by Joseph Schwanzer, and I'm Elaine Shontek. Please join us again next time for more stories of animals and their mates.